It was pondering the best weapon combo when something went off in the locality and blitzed every external sensor for nearly an entire second. The extra brutal unit cut to backup hull cams and saw an expanding toroid of burning gases back along the path of the missiles, one of which seemed to have been intercepted. 4 seconds from impact, the first wave was drawing closer together, as if to concentrate its effect. Something crept into the AI's thought process, some heightened element of caution that prompted it to make an abrupt course change away from the target zone on the Godhead, even though it was more than 8 miles off. With every digital and hardware filter in place, it was watching when the missiles struck. A dazzling white flash lasted almost half a second while a fireball unfurled at the heart of the impact, burning and vaporizing into the surface of the Godhead. A tide of searing gases raced out, charring and throwing up tons of that malleable grey exterior. Then the second wave struck, this time in a ring formation that forced the ferocious energies inwards. The AI Extra Brutal knew that the warheads of these missiles had to be something new, something far more destructive than thermonuclear devices. Then collision alerts butted in, and the AI found that the Godhead was altering its attitude, slowly tilting its gargantuan mass away from the missile waves. The Extra Brutal brought the destructor round on a revised course. Then the third wave hit. The Godhead seemed to react in pain. The AI found itself facing an expanse of convulsing grey as it rushed up. Auto-evasion piloting had already kicked in, but it was too little too late. The destructor's forward shields ploughed into that writhing greyness, heeling to port as it carved a trough across the surface. At first, it seemed that the nose was coming up, but then the bows struck an unseen obstruction. A violent shock jolted through the aggression craft as the aft swung up, its burning thrusters adding to the uncontrolled impetus. The safeties cut off the engines an instant before the stern plunged down into the glutinous rippling surface. The fourth wave of missiles came down. By now, a storm of white fire and ash clouds was raging up and out from the widening impact zone. In truth, there were successive wave fronts of energy and debris radiating outwards, each more ferocious than the preceding one. The aggression destructor's engines were buried deep in the sucking, clinging grey mass. Triggering a burn would cause a crucible effect, leading to catastrophic overheat. And because this location was roughly 700 miles from the epicentre, the AI Extra Brutal estimated that it had about 36 seconds before the first wave front arrived. The destructor's hull could withstand the first and probably the second, but after that, prospects were bleak. The destructor Extra Brutal unlimbered its external grapplers and began to dig and hack at the malleable yet tough substance that held the aggression craft entrapped. But cuts resealed themselves and gouges were quickly refilled. The fifth wave of missiles landed in a long line which flung up a dazzling wall of coruscating energy. Motion sensors detected subsurface distortions within the Godhead, which the AI noted as it reconfigured the lateral thruster's control parameters for short hot bursts. The hope was that the enclosing grey mass was alive, part of the Godhead's physical form, and that it would feel the thruster heater's pain, forcing it to release or expel the destructor.